Super Crosstalk time. There we go.
All right, everybody's here, and Michael is in addition, so it's a five-man weave.
Five-man weave.
Cap,
yes, sir.
Did they finally start to lay off you yesterday?
Did they adjudicate the issue?
Wait.
What?
Let's not talk about this too much.
Okay. You have a big bonus hour
is this
on
one
it?
Of those things that you don't want us to
No. We got yelled at for talking about it too much yesterday.
Who yelled at you?
Talk about it too much.
You know? Oh, wow.
By the way, I feel bad for John Ireland. John, the pipes tonight, man.
Yeah, they're going to be bad.
Well, because of your Russo thing.
Yeah.
Well, you put too much bass in your Russo voice.
I know,
that's
I
not
did.
Where he doesn't have bass in it.
Yeah. Right. Tomorrow, but you got to say that's a great Russo.
It was good. His cadence to his point was great.
Yes.
It's got to be more like, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, that is good.
That is good.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
So
poor John Ireland. Now,
less bass.
Mace, can I just have the first word here today?
Please.
Mine? You're leaving the Dodger game last night.
Yes. In the rain.
You're stopping at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You set up the story as, I'm going to get a Big Mac, but I might get two just in case I'm hungrier than
correct.
I realize I am.
Correct, oh, yes.
Smart. Then you tell us that you got two Big Macs, and then you just sort of try and slide past us that you also got a 10-piece McNugget and fries. Mm-hmm. But good thing you're on a diet because you got a Diet Coke.
It is important to have the Diet Coke. Why add the wasted calories to the beverage?
Since you two are both on a diet, after the show yesterday, Cappy and Chris and I, one of Cappy's friends, went to the Yard House.
Oh, yeah.
And all the diet talk, Cappy had, he crushed some tacos.
Yep.
Then he crushed some of Chris's sliders. Like, yep. What are you talking
about?
Wait.
Oh, no, wait. And it got worse. Listen, I'm as guilty as anybody. So then I got home, right? I went and met Rachel at a bar. And I ordered three more tacos.
Oh, geez.
So believe me, I'm as guilty as anybody. And then, Mace, I heard you talking about the Big Macs today.
Yeah.
And I had a burger this afternoon. I mean, I am a disgusting animal.
So what is your weight as of this moment?
Yesterday when I weighed in, I was 201.
Now, if you don't eat the rest of the day, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but there's no chance I don't eat the rest of the day.
I got on the scale this morning. I was surprised. I was at 204, which isn't too bad,
given
the fact that I ate two Big Macs, a 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and a large fry last night.
Two Big Macs.
Mason,
I mean, that's
food,
so
bro.
Impressive to when me because it's six pieces of bread.
Let me tell you something. When I lived, when I was working in New York, on Fridays, I had hellacious weeks. Every week was a hellacious week there because I was having a really tough time.
Believe me. Tell me. I lived it after.
You were there. You know exactly what it was. So every Friday, I would go to McDonald's after the show, 10 a.m., and I'd get two Big Macs. 20-piece chicken McNuggets.
20-piece?
Two large fries.
Oi.
Caramel sundae.
No.
And a hot apple pie.
Oh, you're making this up.
Nope.
And you
100%
dip
true.
The pie
you
in
dip the pie
sundae,
into
right?
the caramel sundae, which I honestly think they should offer as a menu item. It's so delicious. But I would go home, get rockin' stoned, and eat the entire friggin' bag every Friday. That's the way I wrapped
How
up.
How old were you back then, Mace?
I was in, what was
20
I, 30
years ago?
35, maybe?
Oh, yeah. 35. You can crush that, no problem.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah.
But, Mace, why McDonald's? I'm curious because, again, if I went to In-N-Out and I had two double-doubles, I'm only having four pieces of bread. But at McDonald's, I'm having six pieces of bread with the two Big Macs, so you've even increased the bread intake.
I love that extra piece of bread. The value is in that extra piece of bread. That breadiness between the two burgers is absolutely delicious.
All right, yeah, I haven't had a Big Mac in ages. Yeah. When was the last time anybody else other than Mace had a Big Mac? It's
last
been a long
night,
time for me.
It's been 20
years.
Yeah,
at least 20 for
really?
Me.
Really? So,
and I like them. I just said, they have a great
go-to fast food is everybody In-N-Out? Is that what you're doing, go-to fast food?
Yeah, or Carl's Jr.
Oh, no, I like... what's the
Popeyes?
No, Del Taco.
Del Taco.
I feel like Del
Taco
has
menus.
It's got tons of variety on it.
Yeah. See, what I heard it. Are they an advertiser?
Not currently.
Okay.
So what I heard is they start with like this powdered meat, and then they add water, and it turns into meat.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
are you
true
saying McDonald's?
Not.
No, I'm talking about Del Taco.
Oh, I don't eat their burgers. I just eat a lot of their tacos, though.
Yeah.
If it's fast food that I'm searching out.
Yeah. Right.
And their fries are killer.
Yeah, but they come in too cold. They never make them hot enough.
At
oh, really?
Del Taco?
Well, you're going to the wrong Del Taco. You got to go to the Del Tacos near me in Ireland then.
Yeah,
what time
of
night was this, Mace? What time of night did you get these two Big Macs, 10-piece McNugget, large fries, and a Diet Coke?
Maybe 11-ish.
Oh, maybe. You know, Bergman would be dead because he's told us, I don't know if he's told you guys this, but after 7 o'clock, he can't have red meat.
No red meat.
Why?
I'm actually going to get rid of
why
red meat.
Why after 7 o'clock?
Because it messes with my stomach. If I have it after 7 o'clock, I am in the restroom the rest of the night.
Okay.
And it starts at 12. That.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey, look, Cappy, you tell everything.
Right, I'm saying I can appreciate
it.
Yeah,
it's true, Cappy.
Yeah, see,
no, that's why John was the one who said thanks for sharing.
Oh, yeah, so you're welcome.
Did you guys hear my dilemma last night at the game that I was I was sitting with?
Oh, yeah.
So I had a single seat. A single seat, right?
Yeah.
And I was with, I'm trying to, and now I've got to find
the
name.
Two people on the right, two people on the
left. And then the woman in front of me was named Lisbeth.
Yeah, one guy's name was Hector, and the other guy's name was...
Yeah, Hector, and then Tim and Heather. Anyway, I'm with these with these fans. Totally cool fans.
And Lisbeth, right?
And Lisbeth is in the row in front of me.
Who Bergman says, even if she's an heiress, he ain't going out with her because he don't like the name Lisbeth.
Right. Yeah, very strange.
Yeah.
It's a weird name.
Wait, what?
It's fake. It's a fake name. Her name
Lisbeth?
Is Lisbeth? Yeah, Lisbeth.
Lisbeth.
No, that's not true. I grew up with a girl named Lisbeth.
Yeah, me too, in school.
Her name was Elizabeth.
That's a legit
name.
Yeah, Lisbeth. Yeah.
Mm. So anyway, so Lisbeth is high-fiving everybody except me.
Why?
Oh.
I have no idea. So I said to... Oh. And they all know each other, right? Right. They're all friends.
Okay,
all
well, there's that. You're a stranger. Stranger danger.
And I said, Hector, Lisbeth keeps keeping me hanging. And Hector said something to her, so I was part of the high five for the rest of the night. Now, I feel like I was left hanging over and over again, so I needed to say something. Was I right to say something? Yeah. No, I just, it was just so weird. I'm high-fiving every single person there, and Lisbeth, who's high-fiving everybody, doesn't high-five me. Yeah.
She would look at you in the eye and not do it.
Look at me. Well, she'd glass, because I am a stranger. But still, you high-five people when you're at a game.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't like high-fiving strangers. Michael wouldn't high-five a stranger.
No.
He prefers the Japanese bow.
Exactly. The Japanese bow. But at a game, you do high-five people, don't you? If you go to one of Trace's games.
I wave.
You wait. What about when somebody approaches you, because you're a six-foot...
Fist bump.
I got a bow.
Well, what did you think, Mace? I mean, did you think, like, she's profiling me in some way because I'm this or that? She's not touching me?
No, I just felt... It felt awkward that she was directly in front of me. She's turning around. She's high-fiving the two people to the left of me, the two people to the right of me, and ignoring me altogether, so I had to say something. Uh-huh. And I did. And she high-fived me for the rest of the night, and Lisbeth and I are now
tight. You guilted her.
Really?
It wasn't a sincere high-five.
I bought her a beer.
Really?
Yeah, I bought Lisbeth a beer.
You did?
Yeah.
You bought her affection?
Yes. Whatever it takes, George. Whatever it takes.
Did you get her Instagram handle? Are you guys following each other now?
No, we're not following each other. I didn't get that far down the road with Lisbeth.
Did you talk to her? She's from England with a name
no,
like that?
No, she's not. She's Latina.
If she's sitting in that... Oh, okay. She must be an heiress sitting in those expensive seats.
Right. Bergman says even if Lisbeth was an heiress, he would want nothing
really?
To do with her.
Come on, dude.
It's a fake name.
Yeah, but can't
it's
you
not
just call
a
her,
fake name.
Can you just call her Liz?
I'm naming my next child Lisbeth.
I like...
When are you having another one?
For a girl.
Oh, who knows?
Isn't that what one of the royal grandkids name, Lisbeth or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
isn't there a royal...
Will or Kate? Isn't that...
Yeah, I think...
Their name is Elizabeth and just want to be different.
And they call her Lisbeth.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, listen, I understand what you're getting at, Bergie. Like, I know a girl, her name's Andrea, and then she got a little older, she became Andrea.
Andrea?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had the same thing. So I grew up with a girl named Rhonda, and Rhonda went to Bowling Green, where I went, and she said, my name is now Michelle. And I'm like, no, you're Rhonda.
What?
You're Rhonda. She opted to go to college and use her middle name instead of her first name because she didn't like Rhonda. I'm like, sorry, Rhonda.
He's complaining about people changing their names, Ireland. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, it's weird.
Mr. Mishonsky. Why don't you go by that?
You know what? If I was to come along today, I probably would go by Mishonsky.
Yeah.
So cool your name. Real last name is Mishonsky?
Yeah, Mishonsky.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
M-A-C-I-O-N-S-K-Y, yes.
Can we Mishonsky. Change the imaging to Mishonsky in Ireland?
Mishonsky in Ireland. Yeah.
Why not?
See, to me, I don't
sounds
think
like a
it's...
a cop show.
I don't think it's as necessary to change your name now as it was back then. I was literally told you have to change your name. You cannot go by Steve Mishonsky on the radio. So
what
I
else
went
did
by
they
Steve
tell
Mason.
You guys back then today? Like you needed, like John, you worked in TV for a long time, right? Like did they ever tell you,
so,
hey, can you do this, do that differently?
I worked with Van Earl Wright. You guys remember Van
Earl? Oh yeah, Van Earl Wright.
Van Earl Wright. So, hello, everybody.
I worked with him in Beaumont, Texas, and we take him into the GM's office, and we said, hey, this is the guy we want to hire. He's really good on the air, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, well, you can go by, I want you to pick one. You can go by Van Wright, or you can go by Earl Wright, but you can't go by both. It's too weird. And Van Earl said, And at this time, he had no standing in the world.
Right, right.
He said, Van Earl's my name. I'm sticking to it. And if you don't want to hire me, that's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bold.
Good for him.
And went on the air as
Van Earl. That's bold. So here's a weird story. I've told this story before, so stop me if you've heard it. So when I was
hold on, Mishonsky.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm a kid and I'm starting on the radio, and I was probably in my 20s. I was doing morning drive in Toledo, and my grandparents had never heard me on the radio. This would be my dad's mom and dad. So the Mishonskys.
No. Oh, no.
And I am Steve Mishonsky the third. My dad was Steve Mishonsky Jr. My grandfather, Steve Mishonsky the first. Mm-hmm. And when they came to town, my mom and dad were very worried because they thought I would.
You left the name.
I was ashamed of my name in some way, and so I adopted the name Mason. So my grandparents heard me on the radio. When I came home, my grandfather, old, sober, cranky Steve Mishonsky Sr., said to me, you know, when I was dating your grandmother, it wasn't so cool to be Polish. So for the first 6 months we dated, I told her my name was Steve Mason.
And that's where you get it from?
And that, well, that's not where I found that out later.
It was coincidental.
It was coincidental that he happened to go by the same fake name that I go by to this
day.
What's
on your license? Mishonsky?
Mishonsky, yeah. Okay. That's my
so you never officially legally changed your name to Mason?
No. It's such a pain in the ass. You, passports and driver's license, all that stuff. Mishonsky's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's, I don't think people change their names as much as they used to.
Like in Hollywood?
No,
what about Hollywood?
Yeah, more acceptable.
Hollywood, don't they're do weird. I mean, there are some pretty. Not everybody takes a fake name. By the way, Lisbeth is a girl's name pronounced Lisbeth. It is of English and Hebrew origin, and the meaning of Lisbeth is God is my oath.
Yeah, oh, Bergman, Bergie. It's Hebrew. On, Bergie. I mean, seriously.
I mean, I can't feel bad. I
Bergie,
feel bad
it's a new year, baby.
Well, you didn't feel bad when
I'm atoning for my sins now.
You didn't feel bad when Briones and I told you that it's a very common Hispanic name, but now you feel bad because it's a Hebrew name?
Why are you trying to put me in that corner,
I'm
man?
Just saying.
It's not very
we
nice.
Didn't try. We did.
Lisbeth I feel bad both ways, but, you know, it's my Jewish
I would have never thought that. Lisbeth is a common Hispanic name.
It is.
Lisbeth?
Yep. Lisbeth.
Yep. That sounds English to
Lisbeth.
Me.
Lisbeth?
That's how you say it. Lisbeth.
Lisbeth.
Yeah. Lisbeth. Yeah. So, now, last night, I'm curious from you guys, because, you know, Travis Rogers was out by the left field foul pole. I was had a really good, lucky, really good seat. And what was your take on last night? Do you feel like this is now Dodgers have this thing in hand?
Yeah, look, I mean, it got shaky there at one point.
Yeah,
Gavin Lux made a great play that kind of saved them. But that's playoff baseball, right? Like, those are the moments you either come up short or you make the play that needs to be made. And they have dominated this team. I like how the postgame show, the Fox postgame show called the Dodgers Padre.
The Dodgers, they were the Padres'
the Padres daddy.
Daddy,
right.
I think is what Ortiz
the Padre.
Wound up saying. Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about the Will Myers home run that probably should have been caught in the outfield?
Yeah, Trey said that. So he got caught up against the wall.
It looks like he jumped
jump.
Into the wall.
Yeah, kind of. He said that he should have had that. He was ticked off at himself for not getting that. I was surprised he didn't get it. I thought he was going to get it.
I thought for sure he was going to get it. And I know, listen, earlier Bergman's like, 100% should have been caught. And everybody else is like, no, come on, really? No.
I mean, I haven't looked at replays on that. You guys say that should have been caught?
Yeah, 100%. I think he just mistimed it because he said he got too close to the wall. Because you're right. He thought he would have gotten that usually, yeah.
So because there's no way he jumps like that. I mean, that was like Phil Mickelson after winning the Masters.
That's right.
Come on,
yep, right? Exactly.
Well, when he did that in the Sedano and Cap community, somebody wrote, oh, now it's. I guess we know now Trace has similar hops to Michael and Clay.
Hey!
Oh! There you go.
No!
I used to get above the square, boys.
But you know what's amazing about it, though?
On the backboard, on the glass. Right.
But Michael, what's amazing about it, I know we talked about it, especially like when Trace first came back to the Dodgers, to find yourself starting in a playoff game after the kind of year that he's just had bouncing from team to team to team. And then coming to the Dodgers, kind of just hoping that you'd hang on. I remember the day you said that he called you and said, I'm going to the Dodgers. And you're like, what minor league affiliate will you be at? He's like, no, Dad, the big league team. I mean, to find himself starting in that position, that was what an amazing year in this dude's life.
Yeah, it really is a fairy tale. It's something that you wouldn't have expected at the start of the season. But now that he's here, like May says, you got to make contact, boy. You better do like Will Smith, put some in the gap tonight.
Yeah. So are you going to the game, Michael?
No, I didn't go last night.
He's doing the Lakers game,
The T-Wolves
I didn't go
Sounds
last
like
night.
You're going to be carrying the Laker broadcast
I was committing one of the seven deadly sins last night. I was slothing.
Yes. Which is sort of my way of life.
That's what Mason's going to do tonight. He's going to sloth tonight.
Yeah, no, of the seven deadly sins, I think I practice
sloth.
What does that mean?
Sloth. Last night was gluttony.
Yeah, yeah, I just lost. I lost after everybody.
Anybody who listens to the show will agree.
Yeah.
Poor Ireland, dude. This voice tonight, John. I don't know what
you
you're
going to
do.
You sound fine,
Ireland. I'll make it through.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Huh?
And if not, I'll take over the play-by-play.
Exactly.
Please don't do that.
Right,
don't
Mace?
Exactly. What do you mean,
Jorge? When John had COVID and Joe had to do two jobs at once and he had to leave for a second, Michael's literally saying, and some guy I'd never heard of in the corner shoots a three.
And that guy, I think, went to Notre Dame.
Exactly. Unless it was Carl Towns who came.
Yeah, could happen tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Go Dodgers tonight. Game two. 5:37 is the first pitch. It is Yu Darvish versus Clayton Kershaw. And, of course, we got Lakers basketball coming up for you right here on 710 ESPN. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Coming up next, lots of fun, lots of stupidity, all the stuff you've come to expect from our friends Shidano and Cappy. See you tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Bam, bam, ba da bam. Bee, ba da boo. Ba da da da. Ba da da da. Ba da da da. Ba da da da. Ba da
ba da ba.
How many shirts are you going to make, Cappy?
Oh, dude, I got some good ones coming out now. Now I got some good ones. I got one called the Sedano Sigh.
Yeah, I like that.
Which is a really good one. I've been using this new phrase in my life. I've never heard anybody else using it, but it's called hella sus, which I really like. That one's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Adjacent.
I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those that didn't listen yesterday, we'll wrap it up because we don't want to talk about this too much again.
You're going to get in trouble, George.
Yeah, don't want to get yelled
You're
at
in big
anymore.
Trouble.
But our resolution was we had the quadrunal, instead of a tribunal, quadrunal. The decision was Cappy cannot get the next batch of Tequila Mandala. He is banned from the next batch of Tequila Mandala for the crew. So Jason Roberts, if he comes to you and tries to get some bootleg tequila from Tequila Mandala, get it off the, you know, I don't want anything fell off the cart, basically, for Cappy. He's got to serve his penance for one next batch coming up.
I think I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, I think two things can be true. I'm making another one that says, for the love of God.
True. Yeah.
You know?
For the love of God is a great one, although you may be careful with that. There may be some folks of faith who may be upset with that one.
Yeah, and we as Hebrews, you know, we don't ever spell the word God. We don't ever spell G-O-D.
Yeah.
We spell it G-D.
Yeah.
Because we're weird like that, and we think that we like are going to commit some sin if we actually write the word God, G-O-D, on a piece of paper, and then we throw the piece of paper in the garbage. We're like, oh, my God, we wrote God, and then we put God in the garbage. Oh my! So I don't know why we do that.
Okay, all
we
right.
We do that.
Be careful.
Here's one. So, I'm not an absolutist is a good t-shirt. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of thanking God, should we thank God that Gavin Lux made that play yesterday? I mean, good Lord, your Padres, your gutty little Padres, almost, you know, they could have taken the lead in that situation.
Well, they could have, but it was a great play. Look, here's the thing. I didn't expect the Padres to win last night. I don't expect the Padres to win the series. But I do love a great underdog story, and they are monster underdogs. But when you're pitching Julio Urias, and he's your number one, and the Padres are combating that with their number four starter, you're not likely to win that game. And then when you spot a team, a 5-0 lead, and you're on the road, and you're in front of a hostile crowd and an emotional crowd, battling back shows some heart, but that ain't exactly like some moral victory last night.
Well, let me ask you this. I asked you yesterday who this Ben Higgins is who was tweeting yesterday about the Padres, and every Dodger fan went after him in his mentions yesterday. And here's what he tweeted, okay? Really, the only good news here in regards to the Padres is that Dave Roberts wasted his best pitcher versus the Padres on the biggest mismatch of the series. Imagine if this was happening and they still had Urias starting tomorrow. The Padres still have their best three starters coming up. Now, the last sentence is 100% accurate. But, I mean, you have arguably one of the greatest pitchers of all time, who, by the way, had a really good season this year.
Not only a good season, he had a great September. When he came back,
yeah.
I mean, Clayton Kershaw has been in fuego.
Yeah. So who is this Ben Higgins? Tell me who this Ben Higgins is.
Well, you're talking to me like as if I like am good friends with this guy.
No. I mean, listen, I feel like you know you're the mayor down there. You
well,
know
I do know
people.
Who he is. I know who he is. He is the morning host on the Padres radio station, which therefore makes him a cheerleader.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know, and listen, these guys are all in 100%. There's no skepticism. There's no doubt of any kind. It's all about cheerleading. And listen, when you are a downtrodden city that had an NFL team ripped from you, and the only thing you got is one major league team because everything else is like minor league lacrosse and minor league hockey and indoor soccer and USL outdoor soccer, not even MLS soccer.
I was just going to say, can't they get an MLS team?
They will eventually, I believe. But the point is, you're just all in. You know, you work for the team radio station. You're the morning show guy. And so
he's also a TV anchor, it says here.
Yes, that's right. And then so in your mind and in your heart, all you're thinking is, how can we possibly still win this? Because here's the thing.
Confirmation bias, basically. There's a T-shirt for you. Confirmation bias.
That's not bad. Yeah. But here's the thing. When two teams go head-to-head 19 times, if the score is 10 wins for this team and 9 wins for that team, you would think those two teams are pretty close, right?
Sure.
Right? They play 19 times a year. This team won 10, this team won 9. Those are pretty close.
Yeah.
But when you play 19 times a year and one team wins 14 of the 19 games, it's not like they're kind of close. It's overwhelming in favor of one of the two teams.
Well, to your point, and Laura, do we have the big poppy sound that I referenced during crosstalk? All right. When you have it, let me know.
Big poppy.
Yeah. By the way,
he's big poppy.
Do you watch that postgame show?
I didn't watch it last night, but I do.
You have seen it before, correct?
Yeah, it's Big
now,
Poppy.
I'm not saying they're Charles, Kenny, Shaq, and Ernie, but it's pretty damn funny.
No, they're
guys.
Good. Even Dontrell Willis is funny on that show, too.
Yeah,
I like him too.
Are, I will give them a lot of credit. They are really funny on that. And Poppy is like their Barkley, and then Alex is like their Shaq, and then Frank Thomas is like their Kenny. And Burkhardt, who's great as well, is kind of like their Ernie. They have great chemistry. But let's hear what Big Poppy said about the Dodgers and Padres.
The reality is that when you're playing against your daddy, you need to try to do something. You have to try to do something different, Kevin. You can just continue having the same approach. You don't know what you're going to do. You need to try something different. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I totally agree with Frank and A-Rod.
So right.
You have to do something different because, first of all, you're playing against one of the best offensively team in the whole baseball, and you are 5-15 against this guy. You got to try something different.
I mean, he's
right.
I mean,
his accent. God, I love it.
You got to keep it continue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude,
let's go.
What's the guy's name on SNL? Kenan Thompson. Is that his name? The actor? Kenan Thompson. Does that sound right? Yeah. Have you ever seen him do Big Poppy on SNL?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. Yeah. I'm Big Poppy.
Yeah.
He's freaking great, man.
It is fantastic. But he's kind of right. Like, but what can they do that's all that different? They've added Juan Soto. That should be different enough.
But, George, that's it. That's all they can do. You know, listen, in the series against the Mets, the reason that they were able to win that series and get past a guy like Scherzer and get past a guy like DeGrom.
Dead arm Scherzer.
They got contributions from guys they didn't expect it.
Correct.
You know, this outfielder, Trent Grisham, was hitting less than 200 all year.
And he was incredible.
He hit 500 and he hit two home runs.
Yeah.
But if Manny Machado and Juan Soto don't carry the Padres, forget it. It's over. And by the way, if the Dodgers win tonight, and when I say if, I'm going to say it like this. They should win tonight. You have Clayton Kershaw on the hill in front of nearly 60,000 people. You got one of the all-time legends of the franchise pitching at his best at this moment. If they win tonight, this thing's over on Friday.
Right. And by the way, for the Ben Higgins guy, who I'm sure is a nice fellow, and I don't mean to pick on him, but
he is quite a lovely human being.
But he was trending yesterday. Like, it was all, I mean, everybody on my timeline, like, it popped up like 20 times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that people were going at him. The reality is, if Urias starts game one, if it gets to a game five, he's the starter there. So it actually, that's the smart move to make.
Well, why would Dave Roberts have done anything else?
Right.
Now the Padres were in a whole different world because they just had to play three games.
Right.
And they used their number one, two, and three starter, and they're down to Clevinger.
Yeah.
And Clevinger, as you may recall, I don't know if you'll remember this or not, but 2 years ago when the Padres and the Dodgers met in the postseason, that was the COVID season, they trotted him out there to pitch, and he lasted less than an inning because his arm was falling off.
Blown up, yeah.
Yeah, they put like duct tape on the back of his arm, and it couldn't hold together. And so, you know, this guy's 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery, and he's a number 4-5 guy on a staff going up against a number one.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I just think that at some point, this whole notion of they're hot, they're not so hot anymore. Now look, A-Rod did mention yesterday, and he's right, if they win today, then they've done their job. They split. So that's why it's important to have someone like Kershaw on there. And we can get into Kershaw a little further in a little bit. By the way, you know, we heard that Mason was there and Trav was there. We know that Slee was there in his Padres gear. Now, Slee is going to join us today because it's a Laker game day. He joins us every Laker game day at 4:45. So we're going to talk to Slee about his interactions.
Did you see what Grant in L.A. did to him?
What'd he do?
You didn't see this?
No,
what'd
he do?
Oh, Grant in L.A. went into the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust and said, "You're welcome, Slee. I fixed your outfit." Turned his brown jacket into blue and turned his Padre hat into a Dodger hat.
Oh,
and then said, "You're welcome."
The ESPN LA people, right? The ESPN LA Twitter handle had that. I know that. I should have figured it was Grant who did that, though.
I mean, he's such a great Photoshopper.
He is. He's fantastic.
And speaking of social media performers, did you happen to see my man Casper Villa today?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was crying hysterically on Saturday about the whole T-shirt gate situation.
Right. Yeah.
And today he showed you his Charger Hater Club hoodie that he bought.
Yeah. I like it.
People and his side hat. Gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny story about watching baseball. So I'm watching baseball yesterday with my wife. We're watching, the kids are going, have gone to bed now. We're watching the end of the game. And, you know, they did like a cut in, you know, like with about what happened with the Astros game. I said, "Oh, yeah, did you see this? The Astros won on a walk off." And her response was literally, "Bleep the Astros. They're trash."
Nice.
I love
nice.
That.
Yeah. I mean, she knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she, of all the teams, the Dodgers are her team. Like, she grew up in Northridge, you know what I mean? But like, and she loves the Lakers, don't get me wrong, but the Dodgers are her squad. Like, now that is, she takes that very seriously.
It's funny you're saying that because you kind of ratted me out earlier. You, me, and Chris go down to the Yard House. Not only do I crush three tacos, but I also had one of his slider burgers.
Yeah.
Then by the time I drove home, I met Rachel at a bar and I had three more tacos, but they have this picture of Dave Roberts on the screen and some people in the bar are going, "Boo," you know? And she's looking at me and she's like, "Phew. That's your friend, huh? L.A. Cap, that's your buddy, huh?"
Oh.
She called me L.A. Cap.
Wow.
Right to my face. She goes, "That's your friend, huh? L.A. Cap?" I go, "Yeah, that is my friend." She goes, "Well, he's the manager of the Dodgers now. He's the enemy." I go, "He may be your enemy. He's not my enemy."
Yeah. Rachel.
I said, "Listen, I used to take my son over to his house and use the batting cage, and he would coach him. I go, I love that guy. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Boy, I bet you Dave Roberts is like, "Let's win this game tonight. Let's go to San Diego on Friday. Let me win it in my hometown, stick it to Padres management, so we can have a couple days to relax. Maybe I'll go to SeaWorld for a day."
I'm sure. SeaWorld.
Maybe I'll go see SeaWorld.
Let's go to Legoland, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Cappy, we got to get into this Devonte Adams thing, because this thing has taken a life of its own. And Odell Beckham Jr. calling out the Rams, Cappy.
30 years. Kick him in the butt. And say, "Hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard times." Yeah. Yeah. "That's hard times, daddy. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country when you took Dusty Rhodes out. Now, I know I may not look like the athlete of the day is supposed to look. My belly just a little bit big. My honey just a little bit big. But I am bad, and you know I'm bad. And they were two bad people. And one of them was John Wayne, and he dead, brother. God, I love Dusty Rhodes."
Laura, what did you just say?
Why did it turn into like Adam Sandler for like 2 seconds?
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
It's the Water Boy again.
It did sound Water Boyish.
Like, what the?
Hey, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. Oh, yeah.
By the way, the irony of Dusty Rhodes' birthday falling on days like National Pulled Pork Day, National Gumbo Day, and National Curves Day, I found that to be sweet.
Yeah, let's not let that go unrecognized.
Yeah.
Pulled hard pork. Times, Daddy. Hard times.
A good pulled pork, man, is delicious.
Yes, especially on a nice Hawaiian roll.
I mean, you put in some tacos, too, to be honest with you.
Also very lovely.
Yes. Do you like gumbo?
I can eat gumbo all day long.
Yeah, gumbo is good. It's a little heavy.
Is gumbo the one with the brown sauce and the rice, or is that the etouffee? Which one? I always get those confused. Anybody know the difference?
Gumbo has got, like, seafood in it.
Oh, that's not the one with the andouille sausage?
They do, I guess.
I guess you can have, it has sausage in it, too.
I haven't had gumbo since I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Damn. I think I'm going to New Orleans for the Lakers and the Pelicans.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
What I got to do. I got to go see my daughter down there, you know?
Are you going to hate king me? Is that what you're going to try to do?
I'm going to totally hate king you for tickets.
Mm.
I'm hate kinging you. Wait a second. Maybe I'll hate Queen Laura.
No, why?
Hey, Queen.
No.
Hey, Queen.
Work.
Need
no,
some ticks.
Work. No, don't worry.
Come on, Queen.
No.
Maybe I'll, if you're nice enough, I'll connect you with my guy there.
Yeah, please do.
My guy.
You got
I
a guy?
Got a guy.
You got
I got a guy.
A guy
in New Orleans for sure. Mm-hmm.
Sedano has a lot of guys, but he just doesn't advertise them like you do, Cappy.
Yeah, I don't mind advertising my guys.
No,
I got
I'm
a guy.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying he's just more hush hush.
We know
about
you
it.
Don't mind, Cap. We,
no, I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
We know you don't mind.
Not one bit.
Yeah, like we know. Lindsay's right. We know you don't mind.
I got a guy. I got a guy.
Got
I got a couple
shouts.
Guys.
Like, can you guys shout this guy out on Instagram?
Yeah, I got a couple of guys in New Orleans myself.
Yeah.
One of those guys, by the way, who will be with the Lakers, his name, in case you guys have not ever heard of him before, his name is LeBron James. And I'm going to say, hey, King. Need to hey king you, king.
He's going to be like, who you be?
I'm the Jewish king. You know, I'm the middle-aged white Jewish guy king. Come on, king, hook a brother up. That's what I'm going to say.
Do you got a guy that can get Odell Beckham Jr. here? Because he clearly is not thrilled about his situation. He basically said the Rams didn't offer him anything. Now, that was hyperbolic because he then reiterated later in the same tweet that the offer, that he knows what his worth is, and it was more than that. So I'm guessing they probably offered him a minimum deal or something close to it, right?
I would think that the Rams were like, hey, Odell, so you got hurt in the Super Bowl. You've been rehabbing this entire time.
Second ACL.
Right. We don't know what you're going to be when you come back because, as you point out, it's the second time you've been hurt. So we don't really want to make a long-term commitment to you, number one. Number two, we don't want to give you a lot of upfront money. Number three, we don't want to guarantee you a lot of money. Why don't you come back, help us this year, prove that you can stay healthy, and then we'll pay you. But he doesn't want that. You know why he doesn't want that? Because he's not sure he can stay healthy. So he wants to try and make as much money as fast as he can. I don't blame him.
But you don't blame him, do you?
Not one bit.
Yeah,
not one
I get bit. It.
I mean, listen,
he
if I'm Odell...
He knows his worth, Cap. I know my worth.
Yeah, well, what is it? What is he worth?
Well, and by the way, the Rams, I believe, only have like $5 million under the cap right now.
I mean, if he can go to Buffalo and can make them even better than they already are, and they've got the money, and he wants to reconnect yet again with Von Miller, go do your thing, dog.
Look, here's the cap space situation at the moment, okay? Lindsay's squad, the Browns, Cleveland Alert, have the most cap space available. They have like $35 million. How do they still have $35 million available?
I don't know, but he ain't going back to Cleveland. He ain't going there.
Well, he's not going to Cleveland because he's already been there. Correct, yes. The Jets, I don't see him going to the Jets. The Jets are going nowhere. Now, Philadelphia's interesting, even though they do have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, so I don't know if they would really need Odell, but they have $10 million available. The Cowboys have $10 million available. Now, they are interesting because outside of CeeDee Lamb, they've lost all their receivers.
I could see Odell thinking more about brand and less about like pure salary.
Right, but he did say that the Rams, he thought he had found a home with the Rams. Like, you know, he thought he crashed Sean McVay's wedding and like, hey, we're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, also thought he was going to show up for the first game of the season, even though he's not signed and he's not really a member of the team.
He was out there with the Super Bowl squad getting
his
ring. Yeah,
right.
Hey, was it this all started, though, because someone spotted him at the airport in Buffalo?
In Buffalo, yes. Yeah.
And he was like, sorry, what do you expect me to do?
Right. Listen, I don't blame the guy because the
but
Rams.
But Buffalo has less space than the Rams do.
But
unless they're going to cut somebody.
What they could probably offer him is you come in at this time of the season, you make this amount of money, and you have a chance to go back-to-back Super Bowls. Can I ask you guys a question right now? Do you think that the Rams offer Odell Beckham an opportunity to get a back-to-back Super Bowl opportunity?
Matthew Stafford.
You Rams
and he was
today.
Like, nope.
If you're Odell Beckham, do you go Rams Super Bowl, Bills Super Bowl? Who do I think has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl?
There's no question. By the way, you know where I actually would go if
the
I
Bills
were him.
By far, right?
Yeah, of course. But do you know the place I'd actually go if I were him, besides Dallas, which I mentioned, which I didn't realize they had that much cap space? Green Bay. Like, Aaron Rodgers desperately needs someone like Odell Beckham Jr. Would you agree?
Uh-oh. Where'd Cappy go?
I don't know. Yeah, he just got knocked out. But anyway, I'll just keep going. They desperately need... I mean, I honestly think that what Green Bay has done over Aaron Rodgers' career, particularly the latter stages of his career, I mean, it's just a damn shame that they haven't given him the support he needs. And they let Davante Adams walk. They could have paid him if they wanted to. They chose not to. And Davante Adams, who we'll get to in a second, clearly not thrilled with his situation with Las Vegas, especially, and, you know, we'll get into the controversy that he's embroiled in a second. But that, to me, is the issue here. Like, Aaron Rodgers, they have done Aaron Rodgers a disservice. So if I'm Odell, you know, look, if clearly, like, marketplace is not an issue with you because he clearly visited Buffalo, then go play with Aaron Rodgers if you're not going to get what you want from the Rams. That, to me, at least gives you a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl. Because to Cappy's point before he got knocked off, the Rams' offensive line, I just don't know if those woes are going to be fixed anytime soon. But
they're friends, too. Odell and Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers was, like, asked about him, and he's like, oh, I love him. I love the man. I love the player, but I just want to see him get healthy first.
He met with them last year. He was one of they were one of the teams that he narrowed it down to. So, I mean, that was definitely part of it. Chris says that Cappy got knocked off because he's a rat.
He's got rats chewing through the wires over there.
Too many rats.
Wow,
that's what it
Cappy,
is, a rat.
We need a pest control person.
Yeah, we need an extermination over there.
We do.
I like how he's like, I'm connected. I'm like, no, you're not, because I can see that you're not connected.
Yeah, put the tarp on, bro. Put the tarp on there. Get all the vermin out of that house.
The big circus tent.
Yeah, exactly. Get all the vermin out of there. But yeah, I just, if I'm Odell, I don't know. And by the way, this Davante Adams thing, like, I get the guy going to the police, but this is going to get thrown out of court in like 2.7 seconds. Like, I get that you shouldn't put your hands on anybody, and I don't blame the guy, but this is going nowhere. My guess is eventually this will end up being a civil suit at some point, and that'll have a different life. But from a criminal perspective, no judge is going to see that and be like, yep, Davante Adams, guilty of
a
misdemeanor.
He'll settle with him. He'll give him a bunch of money for it to go away.
Yeah, I mean, you should. And, you know, this notion that there's people out there, well, are the Raiders going to suspend him? I mean, I watched Josh McDaniels' post-game press conference, his press conference earlier this week, and it didn't seem like he was going to suspend him by any stretch of the imagination. He was just lauding him about how he felt sorry and he apologized immediately. And all that may be true. He probably did feel sorry. Davante Adams is a nice guy in my brief interactions with him. But you probably should just apologize to the dude, you know? Like, that night, you probably should have said, hey, can I seek that guy out and just apologize to him? And you probably wouldn't be in this situation. So, kind of like Cappy with the shirts, had he just apologized to us. We wouldn't have taken him to trial for his penance. But, you know. All right, we'll let Cappy figure out the rat situation, chewing his wires. Slee's coming up next. I want to talk to Slee about his Padres experience, and we're going to talk, as we do every time with him on Laker game days, about the Lakers preseason game against the T-Wolves. So we'll get to that in a second. Great song. I do feel old, though. 23 years ago. Seriously? 23 years ago, I was... Let me see. I'm 45. Do the math. Wow. Holy moly. 33? No, 23. Oh, my God. It's brutal.
Great song, though.
How old are you guys to make me feel older right now?
2003. Ooh. I was, like, graduating 7th or 8th grade.
7th or 8th grade?
Yeah.
I was out at bars just getting hammered at that age, at 23, not in 7th or 8th grade. Linz, what about you?
2003, yeah. 2003. The year before I graduated high school.
Oh, wow, junior year. God, you're so young. I'm jealous. Is Slee there?
Slee's there.
All right, Alan Sliwa tonight. Of course, the pregame begins at 5:30 right after us. Lakers and T-Wolves got two more preseason games, I believe, coming up here over the next couple of days before the season gets started. And actually, is it two? Yeah, two, because Friday's the last one. So they got two more. But before I get to all that, Slee, we saw you and Lady Slee at the game yesterday, all in your Padre gear. What was that experience like? Did you get heckled? What happened there?
Okay, so I was mentioning this to Trav, and I get it. It's not exactly the best look to be wearing brown and yellow inside a Dodger Stadium for the first playoff game. Dodger fans were awesome. I didn't have any issues, nothing. Like,
wow.
Whether it was somebody that was sitting next to me or just walking by, I literally did not have one thing happen where I was like, well, that was an a-hole move by him. I think Dodgers kind of get a little bit of a bad rap.
Okay, well, good. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I almost feel like they feel a little sorry for you guys. It's not like the Giants. Like, if you were a Giants fan, I feel like you'd need like protection there, perhaps.
Yeah, they haven't done anything or taken anything away from the Dodgers, so you're right. That probably has a lot to do with it.
Now, did you and Lady Slee? Did you think you had, before Gavin Lux scooped up that ball at second base? Did you think for a split second, oh, this is our time? We may pull this out.
Okay, so here's what happened. Trav said, hey, let's meet up. There was a listener that wanted to get a beer. I'm like, cool. In that span that was all going on, Padres put up three runs in that inning. And all of a sudden, it's like kind of a game. And just when I was kind of getting ready, all right, I'm going to go back to my seats. That's when the double play scoops happened. And I had a Dodger fan pretty much like hold me up trying to celebrate with me that the Dodgers got a double play. I'm like, I'm wearing a Padres hat. I'm in Padres gear. Why are you holding me up?
Oh, that's too funny.
So, listen, for a split second, I mean, if you'd have told me the score was 5-0 before you blink, Clevenger's out of the game, you're through three innings, the Dodgers have owned the Padres. I am very surprised that you're going to the ninth inning, there's a man on, the Padres still had a shot. I was actually surprised they were still in at that point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Look, I actually picked the Dodgers in four. I think that may be what materializes here. But look, the Padres, they're a good squad. They're just one of these situations. And I guess I'll use this analogy to be able to switch to basketball here in a second. It kind of reminds me of the Kings and Lakers in the early 2000s a little bit. But, you know, the Kings couldn't get past the Lakers. And I feel like the Padres are in a similar situation with the Dodgers.
Like bad timing, right? Here's when you feel like you have the best team that you've had in I don't know how many years. The Dodgers have 111 wins, have been coasting all regular season, and we'll see. Actually, tonight's a good game. I think if people think, hey, this is nothing, Darvish, Kershaw, I think tonight's a good game. And, you know, if Padres can make it interesting, maybe there's a series if they walk away tonight. If they don't, then it's probably done in three games, potentially four at the most.
So are you going to be watching it on, like, an iPad? Or are you sneaking a look at Michael's iPad because he's going to be watching Trace? Yeah. Like, how is this going to go tonight at the game?
So Michael's brilliant. Michael is what we call a veteran beyond veterans of the game. So he'll have his setup. I don't have to do anything. Where I'll be sitting, I have a perfect angle to Michael's TV. I don't even know if he realizes I'm watching his TV, but yes. My left eye will be watching the game. My right eye will be trying to focus on Carl Anthony Towns and the T-Wolves.
Now, the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust yesterday was blowing up, calling it the Sliwa Curse. They actually shortened it to just the Slurse. So they're asking, is there any way you can find your way to Dodger Stadium today in time to enact a new version of the Slurse?
George, somebody put, it's the funniest thing I've seen. Actually, it might have even been on your guys' page, but somebody put me and Lady Slee in the Dodgers dugout next to Dave. And they're like, hey, if you guys can actually sit right next to him, I think that will work out perfect. It's pretty funny.
I love it.
So I'm staying as far away. I'm in LA Live. I'm at Crypto. I will go nowhere near Dodger Stadium tonight. So give the Padres a 4% chance to win.
Okay. All right. You're giving them a better shot by not being there. The Slurse is not in action tonight. All right. Now, the Lakers. Now, look, man, you know, I've watched a good chunk of their preseason games. I'm not going to sit here and say that I've watched all 48 minutes of every game like you have, but I've watched enough where I have a pretty good feel for this. I love where AD is trending right now. I'm just hopeful that that continues, and we all kind of hold our collective breath with him because of his injury situation. How have you viewed him?
I'm with you. I think there is a – I mean, a little frustration before last game. It's like, all right, well, what do I have to – I have nothing to really show for AD. Played half of the first game, and we haven't seen him since. I like that Darvin Ham said, okay, you're going in game four, even though all these other guys are not. He looks like he's not thinking, or he looks like he's not favoring anything. He looks like – I don't remember a time, at least over these last 2 years – where AD, you're looking at him saying, is he laboring? Is something bothering him? And I think we're just naturally going to think that of AD until he makes us not think about it anymore. But I there's a fluidness to him. I think the fact that they're probably going to put him at the 5-2 and kind of surround him with the right players as far as some defensive guys, I think the defense will be a lot better than it was last year. That's obviously the hope. I'm with you that in the spurts that you've seen him in so far, he looks like Anthony Davis. He looks like the dude that, you know, we saw a couple of years ago, and hopefully they can get more of that once the regular season starts.
I know limited opportunities, but how have you felt about Russ?
I feel like I'm talking about him less, which is a good thing in itself. Right? I know that sounds weird, but I think the attention is not just on Russ. And that has to be something positive. Now, once the season starts and, you know, if he has a bunch of defensive lapses and he's taking ill-advised shots and he's stacking up turnovers, obviously that conversation would change. But the fact that there's Patrick Beverley and there's LeBron and AD are on the floor and there's other guys that you could talk about as well, I think that in itself is positive. But I think it's also fair to say Darvin Ham said he's going to use these last two preseason games to really try to figure out the regular season lineups. You're probably going to see real minutes from these guys as well. I just also need some time to see how it all meshes and fits. And I think over time we'll have a better idea if anything's changed from last season or not.
Slee, what are we looking at? Do we have any idea who's playing tonight yet or no?
So it looks like Karl-Anthony Towns is going no go bear for the Timberwolves. And I think for the Lakers, based on what Ham said a couple of days ago, I think all these guys are going to play. I don't know, Coach will talk here in about, I think, like 20 minutes or so. But I have a feeling they're all going to play, and I think they're going to play decent minutes.
Okay, fair enough, brother. Thanks for the time, as always. I know you got to run in there, so thanks for always doing this for us, and we'll talk to you next game.
You got it, buddy.
Hi, pal. See you. There he is. There's Slee. The Slurs not in action tonight, Laura. So. I mean, are you worried now that the Dodgers could lose this because Allen's not going to be there?
Hell no, man.
Oh, damn, girl.
He said, like, remember I told you that he was like, Laura, please take it easy on my Padres, and I just left. I literally heckled. I'm like, okay.
So. And by the way, for those that can't hear what happens in my ears during the interview, when Sliwa was talking about wearing the Padre hat, you said what again?
Them doo-doo colors.
Doo-doo colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not wrong, am I?
No. No, especially maybe after a meal with corn.
Ew.
All right, coming up next, it's what you need to know. And which Clayton Kershaw are we going to get tonight? We'll discuss in a moment.